Yeah, I'm Paul Scully. I'm the Member of Parliament for Sutton and Cheam and Worcester Park. I'm the Minister for Tech and the Digital Economy and the Minister for London.
Excellent. So most train ticket stations are going to be closed across the UK. Could you please tell us what your reaction to this is, please, and what the effect will be on people in Sutton, Cheam and Worcester Park?
Well, I think it's important with changing behaviour that the rail stations look at the operators, look at this. But it's important that in doing so, there are staff around to be able to help people make the right choice for tickets, be able to support people with accessibility, especially disabled people. Undoubtedly, behaviour's changed. 20-odd years ago, 82% of tickets were bought from a ticket office. Now that's down to around 10 or 12%. So there's a need to look at it, but it can't be at the expense of passengers' comfort.
There are calls for the consultation period to be extended. It's currently only going to be 3 weeks. Would you be in favour of an extension to that time period?
Well, I'd have to know why. I think it's as long as they are getting the right information. I know Travel Watch are doing a lot of work and looking at exactly how many tickets are being sold in each area. And they've already got a lot of information from passenger support organisations. So I need to look at that. But as long as they are taking into account as wide a view as possible.
The Oak Cancer Centre has been formally opened. Could you tell us a bit about how important this is?
Yeah, the Oak Cancer Centre was opened by Prince William just over the last few weeks. And it's so, so important for the improvement of cancer care, which is already amazing at the Royal Marsden, a world-leading cancer treatment centre. Well, it adds extra facilities, it adds extra support for cancer patients, and it's a really world-class, modern hospital, which not only provides the expertise and amazing facilities, but it just also is really amazing surroundings for people who are going through a real battle. So the surroundings does help with your mood and your response to treatment.
Your department has announced a £54 million package to develop trustworthy and secure artificial intelligence. What do you define as trustworthy and secure?
So these are areas that make sure it's mainly through universities. The fund, £31 million of that is to go to a consortium led by the University of Southampton. But it looks at governance, it looks at fairness, accountability, transparency, how explainable the technology, the use of the technology is, how safe it is as well, but whether there's bias, to eliminate bias in the system, to make sure that people can have confidence that the decisions being made by AI are realistic decisions, that they're not cutting jobs unnecessarily, they are keeping people safe. And that it's secure and private as well, that privacy is protected.
There's currently an actors' strike going on in Hollywood, and one of the fears that they're talking about is that they'll get a low-paid actor in who's at the start of their careers, they'll get them in for one day, and then they'll just duplicate them with AI, which will be bad for jobs. Could you tell us a bit about what could happen in the UK to stop that kind of practice? Is that something that the government is going to be looking into?
I'm not sure that we'll yet be looking into that specific example. I think that will obviously be worked through with a number of other jobs over the next few months and years. Primarily, what AI is doing is replacing mundane tasks to make people more productive and better at their jobs, be able to spend more of their time on frontline jobs. But what we are doing in that particular space is making sure that we can work out how to protect people's intellectual property, how we can protect the creative sector from just their work being used to train AI in the first place, but also to be able to replicate it, because we've got amazing creative sector in this country, including acting, including film production. And we want to make sure that we can protect that for years to come.
If Are you saying that people training their AI models would have to pay a fee to these artists? Because,
well, that's exactly what we're looking at. Because at the moment, what happens is that you know, we've got copyright laws and IP laws in this country at the moment. But if there is open source, that large language models, in particular, what was called generative AI, can just use those that data to train itself, and then regurgitate parts of it in a particular way, then that's unfair on the fair use model by actors, by composers, by poets, by performers. And so that is something that we need to address quickly to protect our creative sector.
But if you have to train a language model or a GAN on 100 million or a million pieces of items, then you're going to very quickly spend extreme amounts of money, right?
This is why we are spending the money to investigate this now, because it's got to be the right balance. What we can't do is put a load of our creative sector, just replace our creative sector by AI. It's something that we do treasure. It's not an easy circle to square, but it's something that we are looking at, and we've got to work through.
Excellent. You were not selected to be the Conservative candidate for Mayor of London. What's next for you?
Well, I'm back doing my ministerial job, including Minister for London. I'm also back, obviously, I'm in Sutton today, doing my surgery, doing my full work as a constituency MP. And that's plenty to be keeping me busy. The party has another few days to select which candidate they want to represent them. They've decided to take a view that they want someone that's not in the government. And we'll see whether it's Susan Hall, who I voted for, or Moss Hussain.
Is that why you think you weren't selected, because of your governmental roles?
Yeah, that's predominantly it. Some people within the party have decided that they want someone with that's not attached to government, that's new. That does mean that there's someone with less experience, but that's the route they've chosen.
So you're supporting Susan Hall. Could you tell us why?
Because experience matters. Susan is the has been the leader of the Conservatives on the London Assembly. She scrutinised the current mayor at close quarters for the last few years. She's been the leader of a Harrow Borough Council. There's a lot for her to do over the next few months to transform into someone that's not just scrutinising but actually running the organisation. But I think that experience is the gives her the smallest step up to take to perform that role. It's a £20 billion a year organisation, so it's not enough just to say who's going to win. Best place to win the election, it's who's going to be the best London mayor after next May.